right on the heels of the lockdown in Shenzhen 2 weeks ago. This is, of course, another curveball being thrown at global supply chain logistics. But I must also say that the Chinese authorities, even though they always claim that ports, terminals are operating normally, which to me is useless information when, as you mentioned, the manufacturing facilities are closed down, the issues with truckers, et cetera. It's end-to-end logistics that is a worry here and is a stake here. But cutting to the chase, we expect at least longer delays, more congestion to be around. I think we see rapid rising congestion also due to the fact, of course, that Shanghai is just so essential for the world of global container business. I mean, Shenzhen is huge, but Shanghai is epic. Intra-Asia, we have seen more disruption that perhaps meets the eye in terms of the slowdown in exports out of the wider Asian region. But I think that is also of essence right now. These lockdowns come at a point of time where Asian exports is coming down. And you also see that, of course, in spot freight rates that have been trending down for quite a few weeks now.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.